I'm joined by Laura Semkin. Laura is a naturalist with Loayza County. She's joining me today. She's been with Loayza County as a naturalist since August. She's relatively new on the block. And coming in August, Laura, in 2020, during the pandemic, it's been probably a fairly strange experience, hasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Nice to be on the air with you, Steve. You know, it's been different. We've just been like everybody else, playing it by ear. And some schools we can come into with masks and take precautions and still do our programs. Some schools are still doing field trips. You never know. It has been different, though. We've had a lot of time to be creative and build our curriculum, so to speak. So we like to engage our audiences with lots of different creative activities. So it's nice to have some time to build some.
All right. Well, getting back to normal is everybody's goal. And you've got a big event that's happening tomorrow, Saturday. It's called Waste Reduction 2021. That's going on 3 p.m. at the Langwood Education Center. That's at 14,001 H Avenue in Wapello. How far is that outside of Wapello?
The Langwood Education Center is just a few miles north and a little bit to the east. I'd say it's probably about 5 miles outside of Wapello.
Okay.
About.
Okay. Now, you've got, so what exactly is it? You've got make and take stations for a whole bunch of different things, right?
I do. So I've come up with some recipes. I call them the waste reduction recipes for the happy, healthy home. And my focus is on just reducing the amount of plastic waste that's in our homes and that ends up going to a landfill, or ends up in our rivers and oceans. And I've got some different stations set up. We'll be making our own laundry detergent from just basic things you can buy from the grocery store that come in cardboard boxes instead of plastic. And we'll be doing, let's see, I've got chocolate sauce coming in, and you're wondering, how does that reduce plastic? Well, usually chocolate sauce is sold in a plastic bottle. And let's see, what else do I got going on? We've got some homemade dish soap and Grandpa Waldo's baking mix and maybe some bath salts that we can put together. And these are all things where you can upcycle either things from your home, like glass jars or containers, and then you can continue making these items and reduce the amount of not only the money you're spending, but the amount of packaging waste that's going into our environment.
Now, is this for all ages, Laura?
It is. So I've set this up so that I would say all ages, maybe kindergarten and up.
You
know, there are some things that, you know, you wouldn't want to. Anyway, yeah, 6 and up, I'd say.
Okay, all right.
Fine.
Now, this is, you're asking registration. You're asking people to register by the end of the day today so that you can know what, how much material to have with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like for people to register, but it's not required. I know that people really need to keep their schedules flexible. It's just nice to know for how many materials to have on hand. And also, you know, we are following public health safety guidelines. And for the activity that's inside, the space is limited for that reason. So,
okay. You
know, we're kind of cutting it off at like 20 people. It's a large space if you've never been out to Langwood. And the other cool thing about Langwood is that there's trails outside all over the place. So you could come out at 1 o'clock and hike and play and then come inside for some hot cocoa and make some things at 3 o'clock and just enjoy your afternoon outside.
Well, getting back to normal, looking forward to having things get better and better as the year goes along. I'm sure that's going to be something we all are looking forward to. But again, you guys have had a lot of things going on when a lot of other people haven't had a lot of things going on. I guess maybe that's credit to you.
Well, we are lucky in that our whole goal is to get people outside and engaged with our natural parks and areas. So it kind of, you know, and we all know that it's pretty safe to be outside. So we do have some other stuff coming up. We have something called Nature Talks Feathered Friends, Thursday, February 11th. And we also have next month another program called Gifts for nature and will be participating in a great backyard bird count. These things can all, you can find out more information on, you know, online at our website.
Okay.
WisecountyConservation.org.
Now, the event that's happening tomorrow, do they need to have, are masks mandatory? I guess that's a question.
Well, we would appreciate it, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then best advice, be safe. Don't be safe and secure. And again, it's going on starting at 3 o'clock. And if they want more information, they can what? Just give you a call?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Would you like our phone number?
I've got it here as 319-523-8381. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
All right. Laura Semkin, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck and continue on as a naturalist at Loayza County. I'm sure we'll have you on the air again, okay?
Thank you, Steve. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you, Laura. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Okay, bye.